Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's going to be a good day. It's what is my adopted father used to say, any day you're on this side of the dirt is a good day. So I think it's
that maybe is a good day.
We'll take that to heart. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner to plow our way through another hour of conversation about what's what and who's who. Some of the good news as we start the hour with a focus on a six-year-old who is on a plane and she apparently lost one of her teeth on the plane, and she wanted to get it back. So the captain, with his jacket and his cap, everything looking like he's the guy, stepped in to write a note to the tooth fairy explaining the situation. Lena and Laura Lemon. Sounds like a TV show, doesn't it?
Right at the a little bit.
Tail end of, remember Lisa, what was her name? Lemon?
Liz Lemon from
Liz
Third
Lemon.
Rock.
That's it, right. Liz Lemon. Yep. Anyway, so they were at the end of a long travel day, and they were coming back from Norway, landing finally at the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport. And this was like, they had to wait in New York for like a day and a half. And so, under the circumstances, baggage claim, the young lady, 6 years old, realized she didn't have her tooth.
Yeah, she didn't just lose her tooth. She lost her tooth, yes.
And
the tooth fairy needs that tooth. You've got to put that tooth underneath the pillow for the tooth fairy to accept it. And without a tooth, what was she going to do?
Yep. So the young lady was crying. She was very emotional. Without the tooth, she won't get a connection to the tooth fairy. United Airlines Captain Josh Duhau steps in, sees the distress, all of his being is put into this. And he said there'd be no doubt that a quick explanation from the captain would be an acceptable receipt for the tooth fairy. Dear tooth fairy, he wrote, Lena had a tooth fall out on her flight to Greenville. He was actually the pilot of the flight, too. Please take this note in place of her tooth. The mother later shared the story on Instagram and Facebook. As a break from a world of bad stories, bad airline news, United released a statement on the captain's part, declaring, quote, we're proud to see moments like this that underscore our commitment to going. See, they didn't need to do that. That this gives this trivializes it as far as I'm concerned. I don't care what United
just good
no our pilot's commitment. No,
this wasn't an opportunity for good publicity for us. Let's hurry up and latch onto it. Just let something special happen because there is a kind human being.
Yep. Yeah. So that's the part that I could do without, but the rest of it's a really good story, a really good story. So I thank the world for that. And I need a bridge between that and the latest on what happened in Highland Park and other shootings. So we'll take a short break and then get into all of that garbage here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Here's a thought. You wouldn't wear your PJs to an important business meeting, right? So why would you wear your running shoes on a serious walk? You need footwear that was designed specifically for walking, and nobody on the planet makes walking shoes that can even touch Skechers Go Walk styles, the world leader in technical walking footwear. Skechers are walking shoes specialists, and Go Walk has a variety of technical walking products that will show you what your walk has been missing, like Go Walk Hyperburst with foam that's ultra lightweight with incredible rebound that helps propel you forward with every step, or Go Walk Arch Fit with podiatrist certified arch support that gives your walk the comfort and support you need mile after mile. And not only do GoWalk styles bring the tech, they bring the comfort, and with all the colors and designs you love in both easy slip-on and sporty lace-ups. Plus, they're even machine washable and surprisingly affordable. That's walking smart. So don't walk in shoes made for something else. Walk in shoes specially designed for walking. Skechers GoWalk. Find yours at a Skechers.
All right, so much as I need another pick-me-up, like the Tooth Fairy showing up here again, doesn't look like we got two of those stories for the day today. But there is an update on what happened at Highland Park with this Robert. Is it? We pronounce it Cremo? Crimo? Cremo? It should be Crimo, actually.
Monster. Apparently, okay. he had been working on this for weeks, and he was dressed as a woman, had a female disguise to blend in with the crowd and hide his tattoos and
He had women's clothing to disguise himself. So was this a big? I thought he was a pretty big guy.
No, he's beautiful. He is tall and really skinny. Yeah, apparently, for his height, almost underweight.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the less I know about this guy, the better. So I've had, I've had enough of him. I've had enough of what he's done. I've just had enough of the glory. A lot of these people seek the glory that comes out of it. How many times have you heard somebody say, well, now everybody will know who I am from one of these people who's, beyond recognition in terms of their mental capacity?
He even rapped about this. And he narrated, and it was a cartoon figure that was exactly like him carrying this out. And he said, I just need to do it. It's my destiny. This was that was something that was already out there. It's just absolutely astounding. And the victims, there was two parents of a two-year-old who were killed, and the two-year-old clearly separated from them. A kind couple found the two-year-old, kept the two-year-old safe, and then took the two-year-old to a fire department where they were then the two-year-old was then reunited with the grandparents at a hospital.
And now Marjorie Taylor Greene is weighing in. I don't know whether to spend a lot of time talking about this or no time at all. I suppose it's worth a moment or two, because that's mostly what her stuff is worth, is a moment or two. And the only reason I would underscore it is because she's just...
And this is one of those things where sometimes we have to disassociate who said it and focus on what was said, because there is a little bit of sense that is leaving here, where she points out of we need to start hearing about drug history, drug abuse, medication, prescribed medication even, because there are some therapies that are prescribed by doctors for anxiety, for depression, that can have adverse effects. And if somebody is abusing drugs, what drugs were they on? And she even points out his size, that he's tall and thin and weighs a lot less than average for
him. How does he absorb all this stuff?
Yeah, so she questions, was there some kind of illegal drugs in his system? And also, why do we never hear about this for mass shootings?
And the reason I said what I did at the beginning is because a lot of times what she says is discredited by some of the other things, but it ought to be taken individually as something on its own, and somebody who's saying something that does get attention. This particular, this group of drugs is taken for people who have ED, sexual dysfunction, sleep disturbances, anxiety, dizziness, a dry mouth, headache, gastrointestinal problems, that sort of thing. And so that's worth some consideration, because I think it is. I think she's right. There are a lot of people. That blends into the mental health history of someone.
And it's not all or nothing. Everything contributes.
Yep. All right. So something worthwhile, I guess. Thank you. From Philadelphia now, the mayor says he's worried about other big events. The two officers who were shot there in the City of Brotherly Love on July 4th. 36-year-old Philadelphia Highway Patrol officer suffered a grazing wound to his forehead, and a 44-year-old Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy suffered a gunshot wound to the shoulder. Okay, so they weren't mortally injured, but still, who's taking pot shots at police under the circumstances?
Yeah, that's what they're investigating, if this was celebratory gunfire, random bullets that...
So you mean somebody brings a gun to a parade and shoots it in the air and...
That's one of the things they're seeing, if they were targeted. And the officer who was grazed in the forehead, half an inch the opposite way, and they would be planning a funeral. It is awful. And then did you see the one in Orlando? It wasn't a shooting. It was near Orlando. People were mistaking firework sounds for gunfire.
I think I saw that on the news.
On such high alert
last night. Yeah, right. Everybody is afraid. That's what this has accomplished. Those of you who are pro-gun, thinking about this, somebody said to me yesterday, because there's sort of a fear-based story floating around about the Russians preparing a hypersonic weapon that could reach America, or maybe they're going to just from that it goes to they're going to attack San Francisco, they're going to attack Los Angeles, they're going to, who knows, you know, that kind. There are so many things on social media, so many rumors that are floating around that ought to be put to rest. But at any rate, this whole thing, people are now saying, well, if the Russians are going to invade, we need these guns to protect ourselves. Or if the Chinese are going to invade, you hear the mindset, you get the sense that people are, and with all of the news media, all the social media making us all crazy, and then thinking about what the impact is of the social media on our psyche, the way that some people are led astray by the stuff that's in social media. For example, I'll use the Russians. Let's stay with the Russians for a minute. Look at what's happened to the young population in Russia. Everybody's got a device. Everybody now believes Putin because he's been smart enough, or the people around him have been smart enough, to spread those lies and those rumors about the Nazis and the reason that our country went in to get rid of the Nazis in Ukraine. That stuff has purely spread because of social media. So take any rumor, any story, anything that you can think of as to why it spread around or how it spread around, and you have these demonic, these devices that they made the kids over there believe what Putin, the lies and the crap that he's spreading. It's because people are addicted to these things. Look around you. Everybody carries them. Everybody's looking at them all the time. Everybody's always sending messages. To whom and about what? What's so important? And yet people see this stuff and they believe it. We see that happening all the time here. So I think you got to take a deep breath somehow and teach your children about the vagaries of having these things. They're like zombies. Believe everything that they see and hear. Here's something to think about. Yep, that's right. Well, people think they don't know what the difference is between facts and this kind of stuff. Here's the easy way to buy life insurance for you and your family. Get peace of mind. A term provider will help you when you call 800-333-1750. Term provider shops around, gets all the top insurance carriers to give you a quote so you get the best possible rate no matter what is going on with you and your body. Maybe you're overweight. Maybe you got diabetes. Here you do. Here's what you do. You call 800-333-1750. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term insurance, $200 a month. Term provider,
800-333-1750. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The situation in Ukraine with the Russian war is a serious impact on everything in our lives. The inflation this week, as you heard President Biden say, 8.6% for 1 month. That's three times what it would be in a normal year.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for some celebrity gossip in the form of what's trending. You can throw your bits and pieces at us, too, not only comments, but you may see something that you want to report on, so Jay can check it out. So our social media is on Facebook and Instagram, anyways, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Something about Britney Spears, always first when it comes to celebrity gossip. We'll get to that after this.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52, 36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Alright, so what are all these emails about Britney Spears' ex-business manager? Wow, look at this
right?
stuff, huh?
Yeah. Lou Taylor is all like, I had nothing to do with the conservatorship, I had no part in it, all of this stuff, and now it's showing that emails are exposing the ex-business manager was involved, was helping to formulate different conversations, and these emails are coming from right before the conservatorship even took place. And Lou even helped Brittany's dad, Jamie, with a press release and what to say in it, and just like, and also with what to share with his lawyers, and contacted Jamie's lawyers ahead of time, let Jamie know that she contacted his lawyers, and how she discussed with, okay, here's what to say with the judge, how to send out different money and to pay for things without exposing some other things. I mean, there is a paper trail, and this woman is in trouble.
All right. So what happens, what should happen to her under the circumstances?
These people need to go to jail. These people straight up need to go to jail. And the next hearing in this case is scheduled for this month, July 13th.
And so what's the focus here is Brittany is not talking about this herself. Somebody that's working with her, the lawyers, is that how this all came?
Yeah, the lawyers are filing different things, and it all becomes public knowledge at that point. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely going to be, she was held under conservatorship against her will for, well, period, and then plus a lot longer than was really needed. And they were running around making her pay for everything and spending her money. So she should sue to get her money back, should sue for basically, for lack of a better word, kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody who was a part of this, not a part of it, because some people were just doing their jobs, like people who were hired on, but her dad, Lou Taylor, they need to go to jail.
Now, imagine if you were in this position. Just put yourself in her position and think to yourself, what would life be like if you had experienced what she experienced? Certainly some food for thought and a question to think about here at 28 past the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motor Group announced the signing of a memorandum of understanding with Michelin to develop a next-generation tire optimized for premium electric vehicles. The signing ceremony took place at the group's Namyang Research Center on June 17th, attended by Bongsu Kim, Vice President and Head of Chassis Development at Hyundai Motor Group, and Georgis Levi, EVP of Automotive Original Equipment at Michelin. For more automotive tech stories, you can go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone cone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull pattern saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone, you mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a move to help put foreign influence into our elections, the Biden administration on Tuesday sued Arizona, saying the state violates federal law by requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. The Justice Department said Arizona's newly enacted requirement would keep eligible voters from participating in certain federal elections without providing any proof or case studies. Slowing demand and recession fears helped bring the price of oil to below $100 a barrel Tuesday, a turnaround from soaring prices in recent months. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Highland Park Tuesday to push for a federal ban on assault weapons. The Georgia prosecutor examining President Trump's efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election is seeking to compel Rudy Giuliani and Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before the special grand jury next week. USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
If President Biden did nothing at the southern border when he became president, the border wall would be in place and the security of the United States would be intact. As we all know, that was not Biden's goal, as open borders is what he wants. The flow of drugs and human trafficking is in full swing as a result of Biden's policy. Oklahoma Republican Representative Stephanie Bice on Newsmax says Democrats are ignoring the crisis on the southern border.
Yes, I think Democrats have stuck their head in the sand and are ignoring what is truly a crisis at the southern border. 240,000 roughly in the month of May, and that's who we apprehended. And, you know, this administration is really incentivizing illegals to come into the country. And what it's doing is it's actually helping the cartels. The cartels are the ones that are benefiting from all of these migrants crossing into the U.S. If we're going to talk about humanitarian rights, let's have a conversation. But this administration truly doesn't want to talk about it. They would rather focus on other things that they believe are more important, like, you know, the woke left.
The microwave oven-sized Capstone Pathfinder mission to the moon is experiencing a problem as the probe stopped communicating with NASA shortly after yesterday's successful deployment from Earth's orbit. Capstone is designed to test a unique elliptical orbit around the moon for a planned lunar gateway, a small space station that will allow for a sustained human presence on the moon. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bunga bunga. That's Swahili for welcome, Jay.
Bunga bunga.
My grandson Miles loves it. I got him to sing it. He thinks it's like a riot to watch the expression on his face. He cramps. Bunga bunga.
Whatever
that means.
It.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here we are as we continue on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here. Some more good news, please. Firefighters coming to the rescue of a kitten. This is big national news.
Too big or too small?
No. All right, so there's a Pepsi machine in a Walmart somewhere in Tennessee. Where is this? Morristown, Tennessee. Little kitten saved because of a Walmart employee who happened to just hear the cat do meow.
Walking past and you hear the little meowing. No idea how the cat got in there. Really no idea how to
so
get
not
the cat
on
out.
The machine, but in the machine, right?
In the machine.
In the machine.
Kitten trapped in the machine.
Ah. So anyway, the people in the Walmart tried to get the cat out and didn't, the kitten out. Couldn't figure it out. So they called the fire department. And the fire guys came in with the jaws of life and just cut up the machine. That's the best way to write it. Tear it apart.
terrified little kitten in there, I'm sure, especially when the jaws of life were coming through.
Right. All right, so anyway, congratulations to the firemen in Morristown, Tennessee, and the workers at the Walmart. Took care of the kitty. Do we have a picture of the kitty? We ought to post a picture of the kitty.
Oh, we should. Media. Yes, yeah. And the kitty is so stinking cute and has a bunch
How'd
of
get in?
Pepper.
What's a kitty doing in a Walmart? Did somebody bring the kitty in? The kitty ran through the front door. It's a little kitten, so where'd it come from?
Yeah, it could have wandered in. The mama cat could have gotten it in somehow. Or trying to keep it safe and thought, oh, put it in here, and then somehow the kitten, like in the little slot where the drinks come out, maybe, and the kitten worked its way.
Well, stranger things have happened. There's stranger things. You know, you have what usually is the problem in a Walmart, especially around food or something like that, is that there are mice and rats in there. And that's maybe the cat and this
or the cat was living in there.
Let's make up a story. Okay, you ready?
Yes,
this will spread like wildfire on social media because people on social media, they love all of this stuff, made up nonsense. So here's what happened, all right? Life according to Doug. This is Doug's dirt. There was a rat that got into the Walmart, into the food department, and it's scurrying around looking for a place to hide because somebody saw it, and it ran into the drink machine, and the cat, the mother of the kitten, saw the rat, and so she chased the rat into the Coca-Cola machine, and the kitten followed her. The rat got out, the mother got out, and the kitten didn't. How's that for a story? You like that story?
Oh, and the kitten was left behind?
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. All right, well, anyway, that's the story.
Either way, the firefighters saved the kitten, and all is happy, and we're going to post the photo of the cute little kitten, because who doesn't love seeing a little fur baby photo?
That's right. Who doesn't love seeing something like that? Here's something to be concerned about. You know what a lantern fly is?
A firefly, right? Lightning bug?
Well, thank you. I wasn't even thinking about firefly. That's what they used to be called. But now apparently they've developed, somehow they're on steroids, and they're getting to be, the firefly you can never see, other than when it flips its light on, right? Do you ever see a firefly actually flying around?
Yeah, during the day,
around?
They're like these little, I feel like they have so many wings. They're these tiny little black blobs, and whenever I first see them, I'm like, what is that? And then I realize, oh, that's a lightning bug.
Yeah, well, now there is a new kind of a lantern fly that's been seen in various places around the country, mostly in the Northeast. The infestation is what they're calling it. The Department of Agriculture says that it's an infestation. Not quite sure what they do yet. And this is the thing. The spiritual side of me wants to let everything live. You know, your impulse when you see an ant hill is to step on the ant hill and kill all the ants, right? Because you want to not have them come into the house. Or you see some other little bug, a centipede, wandering around. And you, I don't want that bug in my house, squash. Well, I was taught by my adopted mother, Marion, a long time ago, that perhaps if you talk to them, now I know you'll think I'm out of my off my rocker with this, but if you talk to them, they'll go away. They'll understand. And I'm not sure that I always believe that myself, because sometimes I've had a lot of ants in the house this year. As spring came around, ants everywhere. I kind of got rid of them all, but I didn't like them. I don't like ants, frankly.
Yeah, those are, and whenever you have any in the house, you know that there's a whole bunch more that's probably living under the house.
All right, where are they? Yeah, and we've disturbed their life. It isn't like, you know, they don't belong here. It's like the other things that are around, coyotes and fisher cats, things that are undesirable, woodchucks, because of the expansion covering up a lot of farmland in the country, those beings that were in the wild open spaces find themselves enclosed. Deer, even. You can find any number of things that are now almost incarcerated because they have, their habitat's been changed. So some of the lunatics from the Let's Save Everything department, they are not wrong when it comes to saving the habitat stuff, because man has created most of the habitat. That's a little off focus, but why do we have to kill everything just because it's in our way? It's pretty egotistical of us, actually. You get right down to it. I don't know what a spotted lantern fly will do, I know that they came from China originally, so maybe they're not any good just because of the fact they came from China. They came over in the crates that they send stuff over in, things that are made in China, like a refrigerator is in a crate. And these things lived in the wood in China, so they cut the trees down, they chop it up, and they use it for crates, and they come over here, and they're still alive, infested in that wood. So they have gotten off, and some of the, I've looked at some of the stuff in Pennsylvania, for example. These things have been feasting on plants and trees and crops. So this thing, according to the Agriculture Department, is probably something I should have used in the food, family, and farm portion, but it's worth noting that already these things have cost $325 million worth of damage.
Oh, goodness.
In various places. They get into homes,
like
gardens. Yeah, right. Shrubs. They got an interview. Have stuff that you've been buying at the local nursery. It could be that they're in that. You don't know. The Department of the Food and Drug, not Food and Drug, USDA, has a team. Did you know? You probably didn't know this. Probably most people didn't know. The Department of Agriculture has a team in every part of the country, usually a half a dozen or so people in each state that go around inspecting trees when there is a report of something happening. Like caterpillars used to be a big problem. I've noticed that they're a big problem now. But they used to get, if we had a moist spring, caterpillars would be prolific and they'd get into the trees and they'd eat up all the leaves. And so the tree couldn't live and it would die. And that was mostly, it was maple trees and hardwood trees that they'd get into. Eat everything. Eat everything. And they'd be all over the place. In the mailboxes, they'd fall in your car. They just were a menace. And so they started spraying for it. I don't know what's in the spray. It's not as bad as the old stuff that used to kill mosquitoes, but also the birds.
Yeah.
Gotten themselves around that.
They just fall from the sky. Speaking of all of this, whatever happened to murder hornets? You don't hear much about those.
I don't know.
Anymore.
You haven't. That's right. You haven't. Remember, if those of you who don't remember that story, it was sometime last year. I don't remember when it was. That there was a discovery, maybe it was earlier in the year as I think about it.
Yeah, it was 2021 at some point because everyone
horrible
was
looking
like,
creatures
of
that
course.
Would eat.
Yes.
They'd bite bees and kill them in half. They'd attack humans. They just, and another China, another gift from China. And I don't know what happened to them. And that's a good thing. Maybe we do a little research and figure it out. Speaking of things that are killed and what happens as a result of that, the story of a woman who was pardoned 27 years after being found guilty of killing somebody she didn't, well, she actually did kill him, but the reasons for it certainly would sustain a not guilty plea and not guilty verdict. We'll hear the story after this.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Parents, do you want to get your perfect angel the perfect shoes? Then you need to get your kids Skechers. We've got the perfect shoes for boys, like Megacraft, and the perfect shoes for girls, like Flip Kicks. And we've got shoes that light up, shoes that easily slip on and off, and everything in between. And many of them are perfectly machine washable. Plus, many have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. And best of all, they're perfectly priced. Skechers are the best shoes made for the money. They're just perfect. Find Skechers Kids at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
All right, 45 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day with Jay Kirshner. Here's the story of a woman. This is sort of when you're this is something that requires feedback, I think. So, again, social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day Radio, Good Day On Air. 27 years this woman is in jail. She killed a man who trafficked her, who abused her. Her name is Sarah Cruzan. She's been pardoned by the governor of California. Going back to 1995, she was found guilty of first-degree murder after she killed George Gilbert Howard. She was 16 at the time, Jay.
Yeah.
So she'd been...
Apparently she met him at 11, and that's when he started grooming her and abusing her and trafficking her. And then she, apparently her boyfriend's uncle somehow threatened her and threatened her into robbing Cruzan. So she went to do so, but then she feared for her life because this was her abuser, shoots and kills him, goes to prison with a life sentence. And I believe Arnold Schwarzenegger was the first one to lessen her sentence to 25 years and even put her up for the possibility of parole. All of that, another judge lessened it even more. She was eventually released, but she had a hard time getting jobs because she's a convicted felon.
Right.
And so Newsom, convicted murderer. And so Newsom officially pardoned her to remove all of those counterproductive barriers, help her get employment, and even said that she has more than proven that she is not a menace to society. She's not a threat.
No, she did what anybody would have done.
Yes.
She should have gotten an award for doing what she did. Talking about ridding the world of rats, ridding the world of people like this. It ought to be top on the priority list. So what happens now? She's been pardoned. She can get a job. She can live her life. But imagine spending 27 years in jail after you have been the victim.
Well,
you're the victim, not then this guy. They make him out to be the victim because he's dead. He should have been dead.
Exactly. And so she was officially released at the age of 35. She's 44 now. So even that time of being released, that she still couldn't find jobs. She was still living in a way that dealing with all of this. So now she's officially been pardoned.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear it. There's another good story in a matter of speaking. Here's a story from the folks at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way for you to hire a new employee. It's so hard to find candidates around the country these days. The government and its programs makes it easy for people not to work. We all know those stories. So if you want to eliminate the problem, all you got to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/free, because ZipRecruiter will not charge you for the first time you use it. It's free at ZipRecruiter.com to find an employee. This is a great way for you to find out how it works. They know that's why they're letting you do it free first time around, because they want you to see how well it works. Don't look for any candidate. Get the right candidate. Powerful. ZipRecruiter.com. Check it out. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Okay? There's a little advice from the Dougster at 10 before the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's 53 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for us to connect the farm with your food and your family with a warning for folks on the farm and people who are around smaller items like ATVs. We'll have the overview of that for you right after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, here's a warning of sorts from the farm, but it applies to lots of people. We all know many people, youngsters who are given ATVs. Maybe they go out, ride them around on sand dunes and stuff with their parents. Maybe they just do it with other youngsters. There have been a lot of fatalities, especially in agriculture, because of tractor accidents, ATV accidents, that sort of stuff. So the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety, who knew there was a group? I didn't. I knew there was a group, but of the people listening, I'm guessing, Jay, not a lot of people know that there is a National Center for Health and Safety on the farm.
Yeah, you would think so, and especially with kids or children because of family farms, and yeah. It truly is a family affair.
Listen to this stat. One child dies every 3 days in an ag-related incident on a tractor or an ATV. That's one of the things I remember when I learned how to drive a tractor at the age of 9. You sat into the seat. Some of the tractors that I have, a young person, small person, couldn't drive it because when you go around a corner or over on the side of a hill or something, you could fall off. I think about that from time to time, and I'm thinking, how many people is that affecting, and is somebody going to come along with a requirement to put seat belts on tractor seats? That's where some of the new ones have them. But I don't think, you know, do they have them on all-terrain vehicles? I've never even ridden on an ATV. I don't have them, but there are people...
I don't think they are on ATVs.
Yeah. Here's the fact sheet. Young people at the age of 16, 12 times the risk of ATV injuries, fatal and non-fatal, compared to adults. The last 15 years or so, almost half of all fatal occupational injuries to young workers on the farm occurred in the circumstances that we've just described. So there are visitors sometimes who aren't really workers on the farm, but yet they have access to these things. We went on the farm every weekend. My farm, we're open to the public. People come, put their children on the seats of the tractor to take pictures. That's okay. Once in a while, I'm driving by. If I see somebody, I think the children would like to sit in the seat or turn the wheel, but that's with me on the tractor. I wouldn't just put them up there on their own. Because there are lots of people, 25 million young people visit farms every year in America. 95% are frequent or occasional visitors. I see some of the same folks on my farm all the time. They come to see the animals, come to have the ice cream, come to just kind of look around because it's so unusual to find a farm in our town. People don't know, a farm? Framingham? Wow, let's go! So, and then, you know, but these stats are basically aimed at younger people working on the farm. What happens often, and this used to be the case more than it is now, when farm families would have, they'd plan their families around how many workers they needed. So if we need 3 people on the farm to work, they'll have 3 children. Did you know that, Jay? That's how farm families were planned.
Yep. That's why there was always so many. Yep.
Yeah, right. And so at any rate, this is a word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. It's like fireworks. We all want the excitement. You want the, okay, there's a little blood-curdling excitement that goes with it. Get up on an ATV and drive it fast. Well, I know of, this has happened more often than I want to care to think about it. Youngsters go out in the woods, or they go with his pastures, and they're zooming around, and they come to a barbed wire fence, and they don't see it there. Beheaded. Yeah, exactly. So, again, perhaps a word to the wise. ATVs, dangerous stuff, on the farm or off. Take care. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.